with SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are on the verge of another partial government shutdown. This time, only the Department of Homeland Security will be impacted. The Senate failed to agree on a DHS funding package, leaving a midnight shutdown deadline in place. The FBI has issued a description of the suspect it's looking for in the Nancy Guthrie case. The BBC's David Willis says images of the man were captured by a porch cam at the missing woman's home.
Based on their assessments today, they have released details about the height and build of the man that they're looking to question in connection with Nancy Guthrie's disappearance. They also released a picture of the backpack, of the kind of backpack that they think this man was carrying. They're saying that they are very, very interested in information again from the public, stressing that they are absolutely convinced that within those leads, within leads from the public, they will be able to solve this case.
The suspect, described as having an average build, 5'9 or 5 feet 10 inches tall, the FBI has upped its reward to $100,000. Well, this is expected to face court challenge. It's a high-profile case. It's considered likely to end up before the Supreme Court.
President Trump and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin have revoked the 2009 endangerment finding, which is a regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency that combats climate change. And it says that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment.
Correspondent Matthew Daly, the Trump administration says the rule led to a left-wing wish list of costly climate regulations. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 76 points, while the NASDAQ futures are up 22 points. This is SRN News. A Democratic lawmaker has questions about the afterlife.
In a truly bizarre exchange during a committee hearing on President Trump's immigration policy this week, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver of New Jersey asked ICE Director Todd Lyons if he thought he was, quote, going to hell for his efforts to deport illegal immigrants. She also asked him, quote, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands? Lyons declined to answer either of the lawmaker's questions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Democratic-led states are suing to block the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress that it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The administration also plans to pull hundreds of millions in transportation funding from the same four states. This is SRN News. From L.A. in 1967 to Santa Clara, California, just 5 days ago, these guys have seen it all.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has pardoned five former NFL players for crimes including perjury, counterfeiting, and drug trafficking. The White House says Mr. Trump believes in second chances. More details, SRNNews.com.